Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Unfortunately, we all have to picture each other naked right now.
What? Again?
Oh, man.
Still?
It's more of a still for me, Steve. You and I have been working together a long time. Amber's new to the game.
Yikes.
It's actually about hygiene. There's a story out about when you get in the shower. It says when bathing, but nobody takes a bath, right? Is anybody here?
To get clean.
Not to
no.
get clean.
No.
To relax.
Do you take a shower before you bathe?
Sometimes.
Definitely after.
Yes.
Yes. Quick rinse after, rinse all that
all
stuff
the
off.
Filth and soap scum. And
how is bathing ever...
Right.
I don't understand how it's good.
Because
you can't rinse. If when all you did was bathe, you got out of the water and your dirty water was still on you. And all you would do is dry it off, which is basically rubbing it in.
Right, yeah.
Like you need a rinse after a bath.
Thank you.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. I know I'm off on my own little thing, but I'm just kind of anti-bath. I don't get it. Just laying there in hot water
you don't understand. Like, some people find it relaxing. It helps with, like, muscle soreness or what have you. I don't think it's gross as you're making it.
It's kind of gross.
Well, okay. I think the reason we're doing this is because clearly there's too many people that are doing it wrong, that are showering incorrectly.
Whenever Steve has an agenda...
There's a right way to
So
wrong.
Here's what it is. We want to know when you get in the shower or in the bath, but more likely shower, what's the first thing you bathe? Like, Steve thinks it's obvious, but it's not obvious.
You start at the top, you work your way. It's like washing a car. You start at the top, you work your way down.
You literally get in the shower and you don't touch. Because even when I had hair, like, I'm going to do my hair fairly close to the beginning, but that's not the first thing
fairly
I do.
Fairly close. No, you get all wet.
Yeah.
Then you put a dollop of shampoo and you get it on your, and you let it sit in your hair while you do the rest of your body.
See, I have to do an added step, but you're correct. So you do the shampoo, then you do the rinse, then you put in your conditioner.
Okay.
And while the conditioner is sitting in your hair, you do all the rest of the things.
Boom.
So both of you are hair?
Yeah.
The very first thing you do.
Well, that's what I got. Yeah, because then your hair gets all the goodness of the conditioner while you do all the other stuff, and you're maximizing your time in your shower.
It's like saving water.
Can that.
Oh?
That's not why you do it, I know. But
thank
I appreciate you,
Amber. You
trying for throwing that in there.
I was like...
It bolstered my argument.
What?
I'm not buying it that's why you do it, but I appreciate it.
Did you just feel the earth tip on its axis when Steve's like...
I go green when I need it serves my thing.
Here's why... So then we don't need to talk about this anymore. Like, we're done. This whole thing is... We'll put this list up on our website.
Because that's how it's supposed to be
done. This list is clearly bogus.
And whoever's doing this is doing it wrong.
Can I tell you why this list is bogus? It says... No. This is... They're going to tell you something about yourself based on what you wash first. And both of you got hair, so you're both the artistic type.
Amber, we're... Artistic,
so
yes.
Artistic.
Yep.
First off, the fact that you two would be considered the same type in any way, shape, or form. It says daydreaming is your hobby, but you can achieve most things that you can achieve what most other people cannot.
Yeah, we're full-time dreamers.
Yep. But achievers, too.
See? Boom. Dreamers and then achievers, Slacker.
says talent is your main strength.
Yep.
So talented.
Your best partner in life will be those who chose chest and privates first. what they start okay. their cleaning.
But they go right to their private. Why would you do that? Is that you're one of those? Oh, because you're just self-grat. Are we talking shower?
I am not a
I'm with you on
self-gratification
that.
Shower
I can't
person.
Do, I just doesn't.
It's not just a, not a great yeah, spot for
it's
it.
It's not. Yeah.
Amber, well-placed silence. There's almost no words you could have said there that would have made it better or worse. You just leaving that there was... I have to say, I've been trying to clear my mind and picture myself getting in the shower.
Okay.
I think I start with my armpits. Wait, I get in the shower and grab the soap and like, bop, I feel like, because most of the time when I'm showering post-workout. And so you feel like my brain is telling me, get started on that. Get moving on that. Am I crazy?
No. If I'm not washing my hair and just doing a body shower.
Then you start there.
I start with the armpits.
Okay, so you're taking the filthy nastiness of your armpit and you're now moving it all around your body.
It was going to happen anyway.
You start at the top and work your way down.
Yep, exactly.
If you're not doing
that's
your hair,
close to the
then
top.
You go the next thing.
That's not close to the top.
It's close enough to the top. The only thing I'm going to do, I wash my hair or my head.
First.
No, later. And then I wash my beard with like I have like
soap
the pump
or shampoo.
Stuff, the whatever the body wash.
Oh, okay.
I go back and forth between the Aveeno soothing and then the Dove moisturizing.
I like Dove better.
That's more exotic.
The moisturizer and the Aveeno.
Sounds so much fancier.
It is by a detergent. So this is what it says about me. If I do armpits first.
Armpits first.
You are dependable and hardworking. I could read a bunch
all
more,
right.
but that's all, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of. Sorry.
Generally a very popular person. You're very down to earth, willing to help others.
Oh, down to earth, definitely not.
Okay, you just pick pits so you can sound good. So you can sound good.
Dude, I'm a sweater. You know that. So
yeah,
I think, when I get in. But let me say this. Sometimes I get in the shower, and on my way to my pits, I hit my chest first, right? Because you're just
okay, then
you're just
kind of
there. And especially after a good upper body workout, your chest's kind of puffed up.
Okay.
So maybe it's my chest first.
Okay. Well,
let's see what chest is. You're a practical person. Okay, it's not that.
No.
Let me ask you this. Are you telling me that there's never an occasion where you start with the naughty bits?
I don't think so.
Save that to last. Oh, no, you don't do that.
It's the way you said it. Okay. Post. Yep. You do. You get in there. You're going to say, you're like, you just got done doing whatever you do, defiling whoever is allowing it. And then you're going to get in and go, that's right, reset. Let everything crust up, and I'm going to start with my hair and work my way down. Or do you jump in there and get busy, getting your busy done?
And if right? I had a French bath, I would absolutely do that area first. I'll give you that one.
What do you mean a French bath? What's a French bath?
Well, you know, if you're standing, if you don't have a shower worth a while, if you have to only be up, never mind.
So you're saying you're at a 7-Eleven bathroom. There's
okay.
no shower
yeah,
handy.
Yes, and
you go
only
up to the sink,
yeah.
pump the soap into your hand, hope no one else comes in.
Yeah,
and you.
Okay,
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.